Which chair?
This chair is lovely.
Good afternoon. If you're just joining us, Adam is complaining about the chair that he bought himself.
No.
After shitting on the other
After shitting on the other
I'm
chair.
I'm not complaining about
now
that
Now he's
chair.
Saying, that chair made my legs go numb.
Okay, you get another one of your lies. How do you, what
maybe, perhaps, it was your romantic tryst from the night before.
Oh, I didn't true. Say it made my ass
It was
go
having
numb.
A lingering effect.
I said the legs went numb from a lack of blood.
Maybe your vaginal nerve.
You do have a vaginal nerve.
Listen, nigga, sometimes it's hard when
the nerve of this guy.
Of this vagina.
The vaginal nerve of this guy.
Sometimes it's hard for your legs not to fall asleep when you're doing a pretzel with them behind your head.
You Come know, Town 2020. The show's ending. None of us want to do it anymore.
The year is 2020.
What is happening?
We could do one more year if we record every single episode in 1 week.
Yeah.
If well, we did 2023. We
are, don't tell them that we are doing that.
2023 can happen if we do it in literally 1 week.
And then I got to rethink the way I sell ads because this year I really fucked it up. So we're going to do a mystery box thing. So if you want to buy ad reads for 2022, you send me some information about your business. And then, you know, we can't promise you when we'll talk about it. But we will.
But we will.
And we want $150,000.
Up front.
And stay tuned because you got to listen to see when we're
in unmarked bills.
Yeah.
And you'll know because your business will be booming. Mm-hmm. They won't need to stay tuned, Adam, because their sales will fucking quadruple through the roof.
Yeah, just watch your sales. You'll know when
we You'll know
it.
When we fucking mention your bitch-ass product.
BlueChew.com was just... One of our sponsors was just two gay guys in a garage when we started.
You mean Adam and Eve? But it was you?
Adam and Steve.
It was you and a guy who he asked you to call Eve?
His name was Evan. He just it was a silent N. It was
Adam and Beav.
Adam and Beav. But it's not beaver, it's not pussy.
It's a beaver that puts its tail in your bath.
and he thumps on
it's
it.
It's pussy.
He thumps on your prostate and that's how you come.
It's
that would probably feel pretty. If you like pussy. Getting mm-hmm. your prostate stimulated, mm-hmm. a beaver thumping it probably mm-hmm. would feel good.
You get Mario giving this guy daps.
Yeah, I love the daps.
Yeah.
If you're just joining us at home, we are watching episode, I'll tell you right now, season 18, episode 6 of Maury, and it's now at minute 32:09.
He is really my hero, this guy.
And a hot woman.
Mr. Povich.
A hot woman named Sinead, I believe, or Shaleda, is claiming that June.
Shaleda, I barely know her.
June is a cool guy's name. We were just talking about, actually, we will talk about on Sunday how men... have women's how women took men's names.
Yeah, they were all men's.
June is a cool name for a guy.
Yeah.
What day is it today? What this episode? Do you know?
This is March.
Is it March?
March 2nd.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. Top of the morning to us all.
Top of the morning. St. Patty's just around the corner.
I'm going to be in Vancouver this weekend. Going to be in St. Louis the one after that. Chicago, Burlington. I'm going to my brother's bachelor party, which I've already planned.
What are you guys doing?
I will have already planned when it is March 2nd. Mm-hmm. No joke, one of the activities might be going to Maury.
That
We're doing
would
it
be
in New York.
A dream come true.
We rented a big house
Isn't
in Queens.
Is Maury in Chicago?
No, it's Connecticut.
Connecticut, but it's only 40 minutes from Astoria.
Oh, that's right, dude. It's well, is it in Connecticut
it's
or
in
Secaucus?
It's in like Greenwich or something.
No, it's in like whatever it is, it's 40 minutes from Astoria.
Oh, I thought it was
checked.
The MyTV studio in Secaucus. I used to drive by there because that's where they did the Morton Downey Jr. show.
Yeah, that was insane.
You don't know about it.
Yeah. I watched the documentary.
Who's Morton Downey Jr.?
You've never been to Secaucus? You've never been to the place?
He was like the first.
I went to the place. I used to go to the place all the time.
Did you watch the game? The show?
Did you
watch the show?
Well, did you watch the game?
No, the show was off air.
I don't know where I am.
The show was off air at
that point. I'm thinking about games.
What game?
Because I'm stupid.
Andrew Cuomo's here.
Mr. Cuomo.
Shh.
Okay.
Adam, don't interrupt the
Why are you
governor.
Why are you interrupting me?
You should stop. If you haven't seen it, you got to watch the documentary about Morton Downey Jr.
You haven't seen the consequences of your actions.
What are those consequences?
Being put in the cabinet for the litter box. Which is where you'll do the show from now on.
No, if that was the case, then I would
Well, we do have a guest coming.
We're going to trust the science. We're going to trust the data. And from what we've seen, The place where you belong is inside the cat's bathroom.
Do you think you could fit in that litter box, Adam? Just hypothetically.
Fuck you.
Whoa.
I think, my,
fuck you.
My body type and ethnic makeup and genetics makes me incredibly
squeezing
good
into
at,
tight spaces.
At hiding in tiny little spaces. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's been a while, though.
No. No, I'm always ready.
You're always ready?
Oh, yeah. I stay ready.
Yeah, I guess it hasn't been. I guess you're.
I should, reread Flowers for Algernon and Anne Frank's diary. Mm-hmm. Just because they come up so often.
Do they?
And I feel like if I had a more concrete understanding, they would be easier to make
He gets pussy in Flowers yeah. for Algernon, and then he gets too retarded. Well, those, yeah. He gets it, and then he gets too retarded. She's like, I'm not chill
she
with
gets
that.
Horny, too. And gets her period, I believe. Yeah.
Wait. I haven't read Anne Frank's diary.
Oh, you gotta read it, bro.
I feel like I missed it. They should have made me read it at school.
Dude, it's fire.
You know what I am reading right now? Because we were talking about a couple months ago. Mm-hmm. We had a history lesson.
Yeah.
Where we went over Israel. And
yeah.
How it started, and you said that it was that at a certain point. Alaska was considered.
Yeah, you're reading the Yiddish Policeman's
Union. I'm reading the Yiddish Policeman's
Union. I read that book. For real, not even lying, I read that book.
I'm reading it now. Yeah. Because, and we had that conversation, and it unlocked the memory in my brain of listening to that guy on Fresh Air when I was driving back from probably, I don't know where. Uh-huh. I don't. When did it come out? Was it like high school, middle school?
He wrote that other book, Cavalier and Clay.
Cavalier and Clay?
The Adventures of Cavalier and Clay.
Who are they? Two gay guys?
This had something to do with Harry Houdini. I read it when I was in high school. I don't fucking remember, though.
Anyway, the Yiddish policeman...
Comic books and some... There was a comic book element.
The Yiddish policeman gene is pretty good so
there's
far.
There's a French fry element. I gotta pull up that clip. This fucking dumbass reading, eating the Shake Shack. Keep talking.
Oh, yeah. Of de Blasio?
Billy D.
Yeah.
Who's now, he's free, set free, dude. Genie, you're free. What do you think de Blasio's doing with his time off?
I think you and me both know, buddy.
Just clapping cheeks. Mm-hmm. Build the clap Asio.
Oh, my God.
Build the fuck Asio.
He's in the...
Born Warren.
We need everyone to get vaccinated.
Warren Wilhelm Jr.
So we know we have to make it convenient. We know we have to make it easy. We know we need opportunities for people to speak to their trusted community voices, doctors, et cetera. We're doing all that. But we also know that incentives help. They really do. Mm. And so we've been announcing free tickets, gift cards, all sorts of incentives to encourage people. A lot of people are ready to get vaccinated. They just haven't gotten around to it. They need a little extra incentive. We're doing that now. And we are going to have a lot.
He reads his daily briefing off like a fucking Cheesecake Factory menu.
It is laminated. That's sick.
Correspondent this
because they know he's going to spill.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Because the mayor of the city can't be trusted not to have an oopsie all over his.
I give him credit. He is 6'5".
That fuck him.
De Blasio is worth having a net worth of
and from
2.5
a site
million.
That means pretty a cool. lot to all of us as New Yorkers. Because one thing I think that does unite New Yorkers.
Yeah, that's every politician. You get into some kind of executive office.
How the fuck do they
Obama's
do that?
Net worth was like $20,000 before he became president.
That's sick.
And now he's worth like $80 million or something.
Yeah, because he's out there sucking off Richard Branson.
Mm. Is
oh, shit, let's find out if...
Shake Shack. So,
hold on.
Live from the original Shake...
Pause it. We have to find out if June was the father.
Relationship. You said no, Monique. The lie detector test determined that was a lie.
Whoa! It's your cousin, Monique, you fucking bitch. You tried to sabotage their fucking relationship.
Your cousin June, you said no. The lie detector test determined you're telling the truth.
Oh, it's her cousin.
Have you ever had sexual intercourse with your cousin June? You said no. You're telling the truth.
Of course, the fuck. This girl is hot, though.
Big things up about Shalita having sex with other men in order to break her and June up. You said no. The lie detector test determined you're telling the truth.
Oh, interesting.
Don't you want to know that the moment I'm here, I don't care what he does.
Let's find out if
Adam,
the father.
That's not picking up at all, by the way.
I don't want nothing from him.
Yeah, it is.
You can hear it?
Yeah.
In your headphones?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and she's strutting.
Take responsibility for your kid. Take responsibility for your kid.
Actually, maybe it's not picking up. I don't know.
It's like, I was rooting for June.
You were rooting,
I was rooting
June?
For the father.
Big Shack location in Madison Square Park. The CEO of Shake Shack, and he is generously joining into this incentive effort, and I welcome him. My pleasure to introduce CEO Randy Garuti. Welcome, Randy.
Randy Gay Sexy.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor. Good morning, New Yorkers. I'm Randy Garuti, the CEO of Shake Shack, and we are here live in Madison Square Park at the original Shack. 20 years ago,
it's a great
this shack was born as a humble New York City hot dog
cart here?
To yeah, raise a little money
Shake
for
shack.
This park. And even today, all of our rent goes directly
park.
To paying for this park's beautification. We were born
Get
and raised
the
in this
park
city.
Where he eats the fucking sandwich.
There are a lot of hot women in that park.
I like that park.
Having lunch in the middle of the day.
Yeah, I go there. I get pissed
hot,
all the
hot
time.
Tip to our listeners, if you want to look at it. Hot women having lunch.
Yeah.
When it's a little bit warmer out.
Thank
maybe.
You so much, Randy. Thank you to the whole Shake Shack team. This is really going to help us out. And did you say free fries when you get vaccinated?
Not even a fucking burger.
I got vaccinated. You're saying I could get this? These delicious fries? Wait a minute.
His mouth.
But there's also a burger element to this?
Oh, burger element. You
let me check with Bill Neatard. Is it two or...
Well, wait, I was
Bill Retard.
Yeah.
Wait a second. He's got a friend named Bill Retard.
Yeah, Bill de Blasio, Bill Retard.
Dude, that would be so sick.
Bill Retard, I heard you're going to be on de Blasio's show tomorrow morning.
That's right, Howard.
Let me check with Bill Neatard. Is it two or three?
Neatard.
Even even better. A little something for me.
The smile across Nick's face.
You hadn't even considered Neatard.
There's a different,
that.
Element that's been introduced now.
900 episodes in, we've never
gotten to Neatard.
That sounds a bit like burger element.
Yeah, okay, wow. There you go. We'll allow that.
Just give me breakfast. Okay.
Okay.
I want you to look at this.
Why do you say okay
about,
like a fat woman?
Again, some people love hamburgers, some don't. Really want to respect all ways of life. But if this is a...
Yeah, how about respecting people that don't want to take the fucking vaccine?
Right.
You know?
Where's their free Shake Shack?
Respect? The good people of Staten Island who've been living off disability and now are storming Burger King with GoPros.
Who have no problem with heartburn and heart medicine in general.
I walked by one of those the other night outside Union Square.
Was it happening? Was it like in the mix?
It was like 12 people trying to get into like Union Square Cafe or
that's
something.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. There was like a lady like... That it's in 2021, you're not letting a disabled woman eat the food. And the cops just like bored as shit.
Yeah.
They're like, we could be killing people right now.
They're like, do you understand? We know you're racist and you're stopping us from killing black people.
Yeah.
So think about that.
This is a waste.
You just think of this when you think of vaccination. Mmm. Vaccination.
Why is he talking with his mouth full?
I'm getting a very good feeling.
Because he's not good at literally anything.
Except clapping cheeks.
About vaccination right this moment. Thank you to Randy Garuti. And, of course, Danny Meyer is doing so much to help us.
And my favorite, Nagat Neatard. My chief of staff, Nagat
Neatard. Dude, Neatard is a great. Like, imagine growing up and your name rhymes with retard. Yeah. Growing up in, like, the 80s, you know what I mean? And your name rhymes
you
with
know,
retard.
You know, all the kids on the playground were incredibly respectful about his background, whatever led him to have that name.
Okay, this lady's Caitlin is married to someone named Keanu.
But there's an extra U in there.
Keanu.
Oh, damn. So do you want to know what this guy looks like? Imagine Keanu Reeves, but make him even gayer. Both in name.
He's not gay looking. He's hot.
Who, Keanu?
Yeah, dude. The original Keanu.
Mm-hmm. He was a piece of ass. Guy.
You guys ever swoosh dyed Dr. Pepper on your mouth and it foams up a little bit?
No.
Fucking's awesome.
No, I don't aspirate it like a wine or whatever that's called.
Dude, it feels like you're eating a slushy.
Is that what that's called?
No.
Where you pump
aspirate?
You pump food in your mouth?
I don't think so.
Wow, this lady that wants the DNA test has a Monroe piercing?
The Monroe piercing. She's huge eyes. But it's still ugly somehow.
Yeah. Ooh, disgusting.
Big eyes is usually a kind of a cheat code to look hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Keanu's.
Keanu's bitch is
Keanu.
Not is not looking too hot.
Keanu.
Oh. Keanu has a huge nose. Probably has a large penis.
Oh, yeah.
He's got that look of those tall guys with big Adam's apples that have probably like big ass dicks.
Yeah. Gray sweatpants guys.
Yeah, they were always unathletic, but then in gym they would change and you would just look at their huge, delicious cocks.
You'd be with the rest of the girls in the girls' locker room.
Like it's Porky's.
Looking through the people.
By the way, I watched Porky's thinking it was going to be a movie.
Just stop in high school looking through like a keyhole in the vending machine and the candy.
Why would I do that? You could easily look at the vending machines. You didn't even have to look through people.
That's what makes it funny.
Do you guys ever seen Porky's?
Yeah, of course.
So I saw Porky's thinking it was going to be like an hour and a half of just like tits and like...
Yeah.
It's a movie about like them having a feud with some guy they try and buy pussy from.
Yeah.
It's not good at all.
Yeah, you should have watched The Last American Virgin like Nick and I told you to.
Wait, do we have this conversation?
I don't know.
Are you ready for the sex?
Are you ready for the sex, girls?
The big breast girls.
The big breast real sex girls.
Are you ready for the fucking fag pussy? Are you fucking faggots?
Apparently they use that song also in Revenge of the Nerds.
I'm sucking dick because I am gay.
Are you ready to suck
that
my
old
dick?
Old time gay sex.
No, that old fashioned.
What happened here?
Are you ready for
big hot girls? Are you ready for the sex girls? The right, ultraviolet, nice girls.
Yes.
They play pool in your house and take off. Talk about lookers and know where it goes. They are women without any faults. Are you ready for the pony girls?
Pony girls.
Pony girls. Ride fast, ride pony.
Like they ride your cock?
Yeah.
Are you ready for the lonely girls? The sad.
Get back in that era where this show was just,
where it was
like,
just 40 minutes of music.
Yeah, 40 minutes of Whitesnake.
We were doing that at the end of the cabin run, I feel like. We were playing a lot of music.
Oh, look who remembers his romantic evening.
He is the father?
Keanu's the father, and now he's happy.
And he wants to be the father?
I love that, when they accuse their wife of cheating on them, and then they're proven to be a liar.
Now he's hugging his wife
and now
Maury.
He's happy? Damn.
He brought her on Maury.
She
should be pissed.
He accused her of being a whore.
They should have
but
a show
dude,
called
White Trash have, Girls like this have no self-esteem.
They should have a show called Moron. True. And he's like, no, she says that you're the father. Explain what that means. I'm like, well, when a man and a woman, they have sex, they have a baby.
He's like, ooh.
What do you mean have sex? Coming up on Moron. I'm 13 years old and nobody can tell me what the fuck to do.
Moron was at some point every word used to mean, every word that we say is like stupid, used to mean retard, right?
Yeah.
Like moron.
Moron, idiot,
dunce,
stupid, dunce.
Idiot.
Mm. Yeah.
Mongoloid, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Poindexter.
So that's one thing. Why don't we just let retard take its natural course?
Yeah.
Instead of making it so offensive, it would have run its course by now.
Mm-hmm.
And we just let it be in the lexicon. But
right.
No.
That's what I say about the N-word, you know.
Well, that's a little different.
We're giving it power, so.
I think that's a little different.
If we all say it, then it doesn't have power, brother.
You're actually technically correct, but I think
that was the point Michael Richards was trying to make.
It's just a word.
He didn't really put it very eloquently.
Those guys are neetards up there.
A couple of Bill neetards.
20 years ago, they would have been in Madison Square Park cooking Shake Shack for you all day.
Don't laugh. It's not funny.
Don't laugh.
Neetard. You ever fuck with the nebulizer guys? You ever have asthma as a child?
No.
Really? We had nebulizers on deck at the Halkus household.
No, I'm actually, my lungs are actually in good shape despite being fucking lazy.
Smoking bogeys.
Vaping all day long.
Vaping.
Smoking cigarettes for 20 years.
Getting coronavirus every 8 weeks.
Yeah, getting repeated coronavirus.
Nick's had coronavirus constantly.
Nick has had every single variant. Yeah. He's like the patient zero.
Well, you know me. I'm a completionist. Yeah.
Of course. You have to have every fucking little...
Mm-hmm. I heard that the coronavirus was actually started by a gay guy having sex with a monkey.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you thinking of AIDS?
Oh, no. Yeah.
That is so funny. That's not true, right? That's not how AIDS started.
Well, they said
it started in
apes.
A fucking lab. Every disease.
Yeah, in Wuhan.
The fucking military experimenting on shit, and then they killed a bunch of people. And they're like, actually, it was a monkey, and an African guy had sex with it, and they could get away with that until basically 2 years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, yeah, some dumb fucking jungle guy
sucked off a monkey.
Married a gorilla.
Yeah.
He thought it was.
They're like, it makes. And now gay guys can't fuck each other.
And I'm Dr. Anthony Fauci. Yeah, this has been.
That
science.
Was Anthony Fauci Sr. Yeah. This is Junior.
Basically, he got married to a monkey.
Every study we have points to the indication. That a African American man was married to a baboon, and during a heated domestic dispute, the baboon threw a bottle of Hypnotic at his head, and some of the grease from the baboon's hand mixed with the Hypnotic, creating the HIV virus, which we have yet to isolate, and will never have a vaccine for because it doesn't actually exist.
Yeah, AIDS is real. The government chooses 100 gay guys at random every 3 weeks to kill.
Speaking of super speciosa,
are you getting a package?
No, you guys talk about that for a second while I make sure this isn't the police.
Okay.
Oh yeah, so the cops are downstairs. So first of all, pray for us.
Yep, Nick was at a.
You know, Nick always said that if he was born black, he'd be dead.
Well, Nick was trying to get into David's bridal, but they wouldn't let him in without his vaccine.
Yeah.
And he was like, please, I want to try the dresses.
Yeah.
It's my right.
This is for guys that want to wear dresses.
So
why would you call it David's then? Yeah, that's a guy's name.
My name is Nick. I have a men are named David. I should be able to try on the dresses regardless of my vaccination status.
That's true.
And so the police now have a warrant out for his arrest.
Yeah.
So hopefully that's not him.
But hopefully he can get through this stressful time with some nice, cool kratom powder.
That's true.
Right? And you can get that at superspeciosa.com.
Oh, a new Vitamix.
A new Vitamix.
I mean, a new box of Super Speciosa kratom. That's awesome.
What do you mean a new Vitamix?
It's a gift.
Oh, for someone. Oh, that's nice.
No, it's a box of kratom.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they.
I love buying people Vitamixes.
It is a nice gift.
It's a great
good gift.
I've gotten a couple people.
No one wanted the Neuro Fuzzy.
What?
No one.
That's because they haven't tried the rice
everybody.
Yet.
Yeah, everybody I've offered it to has just said.
That's because they don't understand the power.
Well, they're like, well, that'd be great if I made rice that often.
Yeah.
Wow, you don't eat rice enough?
And then I go, well,
it's the Neuro Fuzzy is Japanese. Not Chinese.
I know, but I'm speaking the Chinese people that I know.
Oh, I see. I see.
So basically,
they definitely make rice then.
Oh yeah,
yeah. They're like, I would much rather have a Vitamix to put a dirty diaper in to make a dirty diaper sauce.
That's not a type of Chinese sauce.
Yeah. I want to have a dirty diaper sauce from Street.
That is not a kind of sauce.
GetSuperLeaf.com.
I love GetSuperLeaf.com.
If you like the taste of dirty diapers, you'll love the taste of kratom.
That is actually probably true.
They start off with a bunch of the Southeast Asian dirty diapers, mm-hmm. dry them out,
Put them in a Vitamix.
Like beef, they put them in a food dehydrator.
Like jerky.
And they grind them up as Vitamix, and they send it to Anthony Fauci's lab to guarantee that this shit definitely fucking works. And let me tell you something. I might disparage this product a lot.
Okay. Interesting. I would say don't disparage it. I would say sparage it.
I said I've disparaged this product a lot.
Oh, you have.
But that's only because I dismiss this stuff. Look, if there's one thing you can trust me on, it's that the things we sell on this show, I see some value in them.
Right.
Yeah.
Be it illegal sports betting.
Well, legal.
Legal. Yeah.
Or clothes for finance guys.
Right.
Mm-hmm. There's some value.
We like the products. We definitely wouldn't advertise literally anything as long as someone gave us $6,000.
And let me tell you something. I have taken this stuff to what some might describe as excess.
To the limit. Nick has pushed it to the limit with regards to some of this beautiful products at Superleaf.com.
I had a couple of months I'd like to call my reverse Scarface era, in which I was losing a bunch of money, becoming more of a coward and getting fucked up on downers.
But you had a...
Some of you might remember those as some of the worst episodes we've done, that era.
And you have GetSuperleaf.com to thank you.
Basically, guys,
I tell you, this shit got me through the Capitol riot. Mm-hmm. Having to read people I used to respect demand that everyone helps the FBI. There was nothing to do but turn to a bunch of dirty diaper sauce.
You got to grind up the dirty diaper sauce.
GetSuperleaf.com.
But here's the thing. You don't even need a Vitamix. You don't need any dirty diapers. It already comes
in a capsule.
In a capsule.
A tea or a powder.
That's right.
Pee.
And it is a really nice product. It gets you feeling mellow. It gives you some energy.
Yeah, mellow and energy. It's like...
It's both.
I don't know. I can't remember if this was in the copy or just something I read online, but many have described it as combining a Percocet with a cup of coffee.
One of the nicest little combos there are.
And I don't, and now that I think that was not in the copy.
It's certainly not in the copy, and legally we didn't say that.
Yeah, but it is. Oh. I imagine, you know what this shit would be great for?
What's that?
And you would have to chase it with, ideally if you could put it in coffee without making the coffee.
Right, tastes like dog dick.
So, you know, I would go the capsule route.
I would go to capsule and drink a cup of coffee.
The powder is the easiest way to do it.
Yeah.
Your big heaping table scoop, because if you go to capsules, you got to... If you're trying to make the day go by,
mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
And look, if you like niche electronic, weird type of music,
mm-hmm.
I'll say this: good friend, Dan Deacon used to do Kratom years ago.
Yeah,
he was on the bleeding edge of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to be as cool,
and now he's dead,
and now Dan is dead.
Now he's dead, Deacon.
I remember that's the first time I ever saw Kratom. Was he was doing a show here in Brooklyn? I hung out with him. He had scoops of all this fucked up powder. I was like, "What the fuck is this?" I took some of it. I was like, "This is pretty good." Years later, I would take a different type of Kratom, and I would say, wow, this is even better.
And that's Get Super Leaf.
And that's Kratom from GetSuperLeaf.com. Super Specioso.
Yeah, I'm imagining I'm at work at the car dealership. I got to go in. I'm going to be there 12 hours. I want to die.
Right.
And then I take...
My wife is cheating on me. I'm pretty sure of it.
I take 8 to 12 Kratom capsules with my cup of coffee in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Cut a lot of people's brake lines by accident.
And the boss has no idea.
Right.
They have no idea who they hired by accident, but it doesn't matter because I live off commission.
He's checked out too. So the boss also barely gives a fuck.
I just sit in my cubicle in the double wide next to the old Trinidadian man that has to be rushed to the hospital for mini strokes once a week. And I'm fucked up on Kratom.
Doesn't that sound awesome, guys?
Yeah. And that's at GetSuperLeaf.com.
Mm-hmm.
They have tablets too. I haven't tried the tablet. I guess they're just pressed into a tablet.
Yeah.
Actually, the tablet kind of splits the difference. That might be better.
I like the tablet.
Yeah. So buy Kratom tablets.
It's just like they're innovating over at GetSuperLeaf.com. Yeah. Super
Specialist. This shit is lab verified, clean, safe, and GMP compliant. What's GMP, you ask? Good question.
Get money, pussy.
Our selection of Kratom powder for sale features popular green, red, and white vein Kratom. Mm. The green, that's the light skin kind.
Light skin kratom be like.
Yeah. The kratom you find in our stores contains only pure kratom and leaf, and its natural form has not been altered in any way.
It's awesome.
Let me go to the tablets here. Green Mong Dong kratom tablets out of stock. Mm-hmm. Red Mang Tong Datum crablets.
Crablets? Out of stock.
White Mei Dang Trong kratom tablets out of stock. Green Bali kratom tablets out of stock. Out of stock. Looks like,
and that's how good this shit is. Yeah. It's flying off the shelves.
It looks like they're completely sold out.
But you know what? By the time you're listening to this, it'll be in stock.
It'll be back in stock, and guaranteed.
This is even better too, because when you click on the buy link, you go to it. Mm-hmm. We have a promo code. It's either Cumtown or Cumtown 20.
It's either Cumtown or Cumtown 20.
So. It gets you 20% off your order. But you go to the website, and it's covered in branding that says, want 20% off your order, click here. Sort of like negating
any kind of benefit.
The necessity for even thinking of entering their promo code. And thus,
even though you probably have heard of it from us, you probably aren't entering the promo code. Yeah, and right. We aren't getting credit.
We're not getting credit, and therefore it damages our ability to do the show again another year, which we won't be doing anyways.
Yeah, which we won't be doing anyways unless we can figure out a way to do it in one 24-hour period.
One 24-hour period. And the sponsors will just... I'll just send them my monthly budget. And then they can figure out why I've spent $300 this month on Twist Ties.
Well, you know what we could? We could... How about this? We do every single bonus for the year, and then we meet up to record advertisements, and we cut them into episodes from 2012. When did we start? 16.
We should start doing ads the way that other shows do them, which is just after the show, Lewis struggles to read something off a piece of paper, and then they just insert it into the part of the show before even the dumb intro music.
Oh, interesting.
So no one listens to
it. But then we wouldn't be able to eat up over half of the show by quote unquote doing the ads.
You know what I'd like to eat up half of?
Is a man's penis, and then also eat up half the other half?
A bag of kratom.
Yeah, I would love that.
The both
that
things.
That sounds delicious.
Both things you would love, Adam.
Oh, absolutely.
I agree, though. I would like to eat up a bag of Kratom, too. And where would I get it from?
GetSuperLeaf.com or SuperSpeciosa.com also
get
works.
SuperPenis.
Get SuperPenis. I would love that website. Uh-huh. What, in your conception, what does a SuperPenis look like?
SuperPenis?
All right, well, here we go. GetSuperLeaf.com/Cumtown.
There it is.
So it's right in the URL.
Right in the fucking URL.
Yeah.
It takes all the guesswork out of it.
So you have to go to that specific URL.
Oh, they're doing the People's Court over Zoom?
Just to be clear, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
No, but it makes you feel awesome.
Yeah.
It makes you feel real good.
Make you feel fucking awesome.
I'm ready to just taking some mercy.
I'm fucked up. We should do an episode on Kratom.
Yeah. Just as a testimonial.
As a testimonial.
I'm on Kratom right now.
A breastimonial.
It's
now,
a breastimonial.
This woman on People's Court, not the one that looks like Tim Dillon, but this one.
This one, yeah. She could I actually did fuck her.
That looks like Tim Dillon.
It does look like Tim Dillon. Yeah. I'd fuck the judge, too, by the way.
The judge I would fuck, but she'd have to be wearing the robe.
Yeah. No.
You put her up on a counter, fuck her under the robe.
I would love to get head from this judge. This is season 25, episode 22 of the People's Court.
I'd like to be hiding.
Originally aired October 5th, 2021.
I'd like to be under her robe.
Eating her pussy.
Eating her pussy.
At GetSuperLeaf.com.
During the trial.
At SuperLeaf.com.
I tell you what, that's going to be all the reason. I'll tell you what, I'd love to fuck this actress on In the Heat of the Night at GetSuperLeaf.com/Cumtown.
I'd love to blow Kratom into the judge on the People's Court's pussy.
Yeah,
that lady can get it. That's
yeah,
lady.
She can really get it. She looks
stop good. Looking at my girlfriend.
That lady looks like Tim Dillon.
Yeah,
incredible.
I want a roundhouse kick her head off her shoulders.
Would you get head from the Tim Dillon looking lady to get head from the other lady?
As like a you'd have she's to like a troll.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to. Mm-hmm.
You get head from her, but you get to fuck the other lady.
I mean, of course. What am I out?
I'm asking the question.
The answer is, of course.
Thank you, Nick. Adam?
No.
What? See that? And that's why we play the game,
so
Nick.
I wouldn't cheat on my girlfriend.
You can play the game.
It would be cheating.
You can play the game at GetSuperLeafs.com.
Yeah, yeah. And the game is buy hundreds of thousands of dollars of Kratom.
Yeah, buy a lot of it because it's the highest quality. It's independently lab-tested.
And look, these supply chain issues, you never know when you're going to get a chance to have more Kratom.
So you got to stock chain. Up.
Where's it gone?
Is it in my ass?
Is it in my ass? What is happening?
This is one of those huge boat chains, yeah. But it's coming out of
Tucker's
ass like a magician taking out handkerchiefs.
Already in 2022, three shipping containers have been lost in my ass, and it's going to get a lot worse.
Oh, man.
Microchips are impossible to find, probably because they're shoved up my ass. What is going on?
Oh, fuck.
Damn. I love his concerned face that he has when he gets upset about something.
Yeah, when he looks like a little Bichon Frise and lost its ball.
Yeah, exactly. He does look like that.
Oh, fuck, dude. Fuck, what was that? What did I ask you? I asked a question that I think was really rife for discussion.
What, getting head from the big ones so you can get head from
the
hot one?
There was something before that, but I'm forgetting. Hmm.
The gambler's choice.
The gambler's choice. Oh, you see that they found out Schrodinger from Schrodinger's cats was a pedophile?
Interesting.
Yeah.
When was he alive?
That was some news from 2 months ago.
When was he alive?
I don't know. In the olden days?
What people scored episode is this? Let's go ahead and
see. I already said.
Season 25, episode 20.
Oh, you're going to look up her name.
Yeah.
Let's go on
October
more info.
October 5th, 2021 was the original air date.
Yeah, more info. Day. Pooch problems.
Oh, it's just, there's something wrong with her poochie.
Your poochie's all fucked up.
Dr. Poochie. Yeah. I am a scientist, but I also have a dog's pussy. I have the pussy of a dog.
Pussy of a dog. I have given birth to a litter of puppies. Mm-hmm. They're all sucking my eight nipples. Mm-hmm.
The pussy of a dog. Very funny.
I'm a man, but when I see a hot Rottweiler, my dog pussy starts to get wet. Do dogs' pussies get wet?
Oh.
They do.
Oh,
they
yeah.
I don't think the dog's dick is wet.
The dog's dick is wet.
The dog's pussy get pretty wet.
You know for a fact, Adam?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
it would
yeah.
be funny if your dick had to get wet.
Yeah.
It'd be funny if your dick had to get wet, men had the tits, and they gave birth, and women were just this dry hole, dry, flat-chested hole. They're like, can my name be Steven also?
Shut up.
Fine.
I don't care. That would be horrible,
I put on a little Air Bud. My dog soaks the couch.
Air Bud? She wants to fuck Air Bud? Oh, how old is Air Bud? Hold on. She might be a pedophile.
I put on a hot dog show.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to soak up the whole thing.
Well, because you're right. A dog's dick is inside, so it's slimy and shit.
The
little
lipstick.
Red rocket pops out, and it's wet. Also, I don't think girl dogs can come, can they? Most animals can't come.
They come every
That's
time.
That's just because dogs ain't be hitting it right. Rachel, I can tell you, first of all, thank you for having me on Mad Owl. I can guarantee you. A dog's pussy can come. Take it from me personally. Thank you, Dr. Fauci. Thank you,
Dr. Poochie.
Thank you, Dr. Poochie.
Dr. Poochie.
He's got a dog's pussy. Where does the fur start? Like, is it just the skin? There's so many interesting questions with that.
I'm a scientist. I have a dog's pussy.
What kind of dog? How big is it? There's just so much I want to know. Have you found this woman's name yet?
No.
Fuck, dude. Oh, look, there's a picture of her.
Okay.
She looks pretty good.
She looks good. Oh, I did fuck her, actually.
No, dude, stop.
Yes, I did, actually. Is she the defendant?
I can't tell. We're listening to it.
She's got a kid, so that means she's fucked.
So you know the pussy's good.
You know she's fucked before.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if the pussy bounced back okay. Your Honor, Can we call in?
Yeah. We're going to have to take a look at this woman's. But the jury's requesting to see pictures of the witness's pussy.
Before and after giving birth. I want to see before and after.
Oh, look at this woman watching a video with her dog.
You should get a fresh pussy. Like, you should get a little pussy freshened up after you give birth as a, if you want it. If you want it. I'm not saying you force it on every woman if they want their pussy to get fucked up. But it only feels fair.
Yeah.
You go through that whole ordeal, you should get a freshened up pussy.
A whole ordeal.
A whole ordeal.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of a whole ordeal, you got a whole new deal at DietSmoke.com.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
FDR. The only thing we have to fear is not getting basically edibles over the mail.
That's right. And not only did he say that it makes total sense of why you said that.
Yeah, yeah.
What the relation to what we were talking about it.
Well, you said new deal.
Oh, yeah.
You know? The only thing we have to fear is...
Why does he sound like Seinfeld?
Is paying full price for DietSmoke.com.
Fireside? That doesn't sound safe.
I might be in a wheelchair, but I can still get pussy from a 19-year-old.
Mm. Wheel Cherokee.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
And it's a handicapped Indian.
Yeah.
Yep. Yes, sir.
He's like, hey, yo, warrior.
He doesn't have to be in a wheelchair to say that.
Yeah. Hey, yo, warrior, how you doing?
By the way, I'm in a wheelchair.
Hey, yo, warrior, how you doing? How it's going? How you been?
What is the wheel Cherokee? Because he still, I would assume, has pains in his legs.
Yeah, and he does it at DietSmoke.com.
Yep. What does he use to dull some of that pain? Yeah.
Well, he uses what Diet Smoke, glamour which is shots a perfect.
They're really trying to. They're selling on this.
Dude, they're making us horny.
They're putting it out for a stroll.
Mm-hmm.
Put them on your bitch.
Yeah.
Put them on your bitch. Bring balance back to your day with Diet Smoke Delta 8 THC gummies. It's the perfect medium high, folks. They come in two flavors, raspberry and watermelon. Isn't that right, Stop?
That's correct, and I love both. I can tell you both are equally delicious.
This is a smooth buzz and that you guys can enjoy.
That's so fucking true.
Sometimes I get a buzz, but it's not too smooth.
I hate a rough buzz.
A rough buzz?
Nothing worse than
a rough buzz.
You're probably wondering what the fuck is Delta?
Just what the fuck is this bullshit?
What the fuck is this?
It's 100% legal THC.
Delta 8 is simply a slightly less potent tetrahydrocannabinol Delta 9 subunit of the marijuana plant.
Oh, what the fuck is that? They're showing a picture of a dog's pussy?
And it's another dog got bit. This is the pooch problem. That's Fauci's pussy.
That's Fauci's pussy?
You have no idea how resilient the dog pussy can be. Sav says a woman's pussy gets fucked up for one kid. Try a litter of 12 dogs.
I gave birth to 12 puppies during the pandemic.
Yep.
And now they've been taken by Trump, who's turning them into a beautiful coat.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
12 Dalmatians. Mm-hmm. They came out of Anthony Pucci's pussy.
You know, this kind of looks like Cruella de Vil.
Who?
Eugene Carroll.
That's true.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Cruella de Vil.
Diet Smoke is non-prescription, so you can skip the doctor visit. No prescription or medical marijuana card required.
None of that fucking
You can get
shit.
It. You don't need a fucking doctor.
What are you, a fucking pussy?
Some nerd who tried a card at school.
A cough, let me hold your balls.
THC, you know, that kind of thing.
That you're probably most familiar with is Delta 9.
Right.
And while both are natural to the cannabis plant, Diet Smoke extracts their Delta 8 from hemp.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Some may call this a loophole. I call it the secret recipe to getting a smooth, stable, and most importantly, legal high.
That's such an awesome sentence.
Yes.
Why even bring up that it's a loop? I mean, it is. Yeah.
So basically what Delta 8 is imagine you're a pedophile. And you find somebody that's 18 years old, but they had some sort of pituitary disorder, so they look like a child.
Yeah, Hezbollah type.
And you are just
tearing
that shit up. Mm-hmm. Just tearing that shit up.
It's a mild pedophilia. It's not a. It doesn't compare to the buzz of actual pedophilia. Mm-hmm. When you're looking for something a little less.
If you're
extreme.
A woman on People's Court, season 25, episode 22, you know which one. And you happen to be a listener of this show.
Right.
And you're looking to leave your husband and your child.
Yeah, don't bring the child.
Yeah, for, let's say, an afternoon.
Right.
Of bugles. And whatever may be, and wherever it may go, maybe a little Delta 8.
8 from our friends over at DietSmoke.com.
I know you're trying to watch your figure after you got all loose from
that. After that pussy got beated up.
From the baby then, you didn't and want. And then
shitted out a little baby.
And the baby didn't want, but now your dream of cheating on your
your husband. Your lifelong dream.
Cheating on your husband with... you know, a mentally disabled man-child with a fading... Mm-hmm. Whose 15 minutes ended 2 years ago.
Right.
And now you're just biding your time until the FBI asks you about people you were texting on January 6th. That kind of guy.
Yeah, that totally. Kind of guy.
Then you need to go to DietSmoke.com.
Uh-huh.
And use promo code CUMTOWN.
Right.
Because you know what my problem with edibles is? Sometimes you get too high.
Yeah, it's true. And I want a mellow, smooth type of buzz.
And it can be really difficult to control.
I hate that.
Yeah, something with less head rush and anxiety that can sometimes come with traditional THC.
Right.
You know?
Sometimes you get, it's being too high, you feel like a mentally disabled guy who's broken free from his leash.
Right,
and you're in the mall with your family, and the collar has snapped, and now you've made your way into the candy store.
Mm-hmm. Right,
and you can't figure out
those little weird windows that you have to lift up.
Yeah.
So you just start punching.
What is this? What do you feel like?
That's what you feel like when you get too high.
Oh, okay.
But Diet Smoke,
Diet Smoke, you know how to use the wind.
You're
a
chained up retard with the appropriate amount of candy.
Yep.
Completely nude in the front yard.
Eating out of your bowl of Twizzlers.
Firmly attached to the porch.
They got a new chain because the last one broke in an escape attempt.
Mm-hmm. You sit there suffering, stoned out of your mind.
Right.
Thinking about every embarrassing moment in your life, wanting to kill yourself. That's why when I need the perfect medium high, I hit up my friends at DietSmoke.com.
Right.
That's the most important part, is the people that sell you these drugs are your friends.
They are good friends of ours.
Everyone that's ever sold me anything is my friend.
And for the delicious Delta 8 THC gummies. Diet Smoke isn't light, it's just right.
Yeah, what if you're like me and you've never actually taken a THC product because it's illegal? They recommend you start with half a gummy. But if it's not your first rodeo, you should be fine starting off with a whole gummy.
And I'll say this, they're really pushing the it doesn't get you that high angle. If you're trying to get high as fuck, take 4 or 5.
Because let me tell you, even CBD...
I've done that a couple times. It fucks my ass
up. Even CBD gets me kind of high.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So this shit, I can't even imagine.
I mean, this is weird.
Because I've done it and I do it all the time. And
I can imagine it. I have literally done it a lot.
Diet Smoke...
It's almost exactly like
Diet
a regular
Smoke
edible.
Diet Smoke is perfect if you're coming down from doing too much cocaine at 10 a.m.
You know what? I'll say it is.
And you just need something to give you the mellow ability to go to Best Buy and sit in the Magnolia section. And watch Kung Fu Panda with the sound off and think, what am I going to do when I have to get a job again? I've been turned into a woman.
That's true.
Where I just expect to be paid for exposing the most disgusting aspects of myself. How am I supposed to put on a name tag and say please and thank you to strangers?
There's no turning back, brother.
What
you do is you do it at DietSmoke.com.
You go to DietSmoke.com.
And you try out their two delicious flavors.
And if you order before 2 a.m., short 2 p.m. short orders will ship
blue
that very same
raspberry.
Day. And USPS.
Blue raspberry.
Mm-hmm.
And watermelon. I like blue raspberry, but insert secondary host name likes watermelon.
Adam.
I say try them both.
Nice try, Adam. We already covered this. I'm the secondary host, bitch.
Yeah, what about the tertiary host?
You know what I always say? I say try them both.
Try them both. I do try them both, and I like them both.
I say try them both. I say try them both. And say when CBD isn't enough, the traditional tea. You ever try to do an impression, and you're like, let's just see if I accidentally land on somebody.
No.
Let me do a voice and see if it sounds like somebody.
What the fuck? What the fuck is Siri talking about? Wait, do you have a male Siri? You're gay, dude.
Wow, that's gay to get a male Siri.
It came with the computer. It's
one you're of fucking on, gay, dude.
You changed it to a guy?
No.
Nick, you want to talk to a fucking robot guy? You're gay, dude.
Yeah, I changed Adam. I changed Adam to silence.
My man got a male Siri.
When CBD isn't enough in traditional...
Siri, describe your penis to me.
Each gummy, it's delicious, Nick, and you love to suck it every day.
This is the most important part. Each gummy is infused with 10 milligrams of Delta-8 THC derived from American-grown hemp.
Siri, am I a good boy? Yes, you're daddy's little good boy, and I'll let you suck my cock if you keep listening.
And you know what they say, buy American, get high with American. Delta-8 gummies are low in sugar...
I'm back, folks.
Wow. Oh, Adam, the Robin Hood of the board.
I brought us back stuff.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. Adam Robin Hood would be like, look, everyone, it's Robin Hood. He steals from the poor and keeps a little bit for himself and gives to the rich.
Send the rest to Israel.
And then he goes and then he tells everyone that he's Robin Hood.
Right.
And mm-hmm. then increasingly he takes more and more for himself. Mm-hmm. And eventually he's just stealing from poor people and reminding everyone of the time he was Robin Hood.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I always considered Bernie Madoff to be the Robin Hood of Wall Street.
He was.
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy that a Ponzi scheme isn't named after a Jew?
Real quick, let's make sure that we just know that if you go to dietsmoke.com and use the promo code CUMTOWN, you get 20% off your order. That's 20 off.
That's nice.
Dietsmoke.com, promo code CUMTOWN, CUMTOWN.
That's 20% off, not your first order, right? That's 20% off.
All orders.
All orders. In perpetuity.
Delta 8 THC gummies are not for use or sale. To people under the age of 21, please use responsibly.
Right, and I'm guessing they're really going to check that out.
Yeah. mm-hmm. Yeah, when I was checking out on my diet smoke order,
they really asked me a lot.
The website was like, I'm going to need to see some ID, young lady. I can't believe you're over 21.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, it was flirting.
Do you think you would suck the dietsmoke.com's website's cock?
Yes, yes. Yes, for some
you know,
some
they
of these
call
gummies.
Adam's penis is diet poke.
I have heard that they call it that.
Yeah, it's lower on calories.
No, it's smaller on calories.
It's way smaller on calories.
It's lower on calories and sperm count.
It's definitely lower on sperm count.
Big.
Have you checked? Should we... That would be a fun thing for the show to all check our sperm count.
I heard that the Omicron variant lowers it for 3 months.
Are you serious?
That's why I've been busting
is it time
inside
to raw
again.
Dog?
Yeah.
I feel like that does, that everything does that. And they're doing anything they can to. Because there was that other article that was like, some guy's dick shrunk 3 inches
from COVID.
That guy was lying.
That Daily Mail article?
There's no way that's real.
No, that happened to me. My dick was huge up
your
until December 2021.
Your dick has never been big.
That's not true.
A lot of everyone has told me your dick is small.
Who's everyone?
Eric Adams.
Eric Adams.
No, he never said that.
Yeah. Bill de Blasio.
Every mayor of the city of New York.
Your doctor.
Neetard.
Yeah.
Neetard.
Bill Neetard.
Whatever that guy's name
is. No, his name is Bill Neetard.
Bill Neetard.
Yeah. The wonderful thing about figures is a figure's a wonderful thing. I don't know if your name can be that figure. Shut up, Pooh. Oh, bother.
Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck.
You know, they got Eric Adams in the booth at the
I've
Knicks
gotten
game.
Stuck in the wow. tree again trying to eat pussy.
That's me.
Yeah. Eric Adams is
now,
doing the playback.
Everyone play. Can see my little bear pussy as it's stuck in the air.
You know, Winnie the Pooh is he's public domain now.
No, is he?
Yeah. So should we do a Winnie the Pooh
Winnie the Pooh is
series?
Public domain now?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. I'm going to make some Winnie the Pooh shirts.
But you can't do the red. It has to be like the old school Winnie the Pooh.
What do you mean you can't do the red?
Because I think the red shirt is Disney.
That's updated.
But there is like an old version of Winnie the Pooh that you can use.
I wonder what Eric Adams is saying about
basketball. I'm
going
to look this up. It's going to look nothing like Winnie the Pooh.
It just looks like a little naked bear, dude.
Public domain Winnie the Pooh.
I think we should make a movie where I get to be Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, 100%.
Is the name Winnie the Pooh trademarked?
I don't fucking know.
No, it's this fucking one. It doesn't look anything like Winnie the Pooh. That's just a fucking teddy bear.
No, I saw
it's not
drawing.
Even yellow.
Luke McGarry began drawing a nude Pooh bear as soon as he heard the news. That's how this article starts.
That's awesome.
The original nearly 100-year-old bear of very little brain from the 100-acre wood had rung in this new year by entering the public domain. Now, quite humbly, McGarry. So,
anyway, I'm Winnie the Pooh. I'm going to do a reboot, mm-hmm. a horny reboot of Winnie the Pooh, where Christopher Robin is that... You remember Jessica Robin from porn? That yeah. redhead with huge tits?
Jessica Rabbit?
No, Jessica Robin.
But she was a redhead?
There you go. Here's an article from a website called Plagiarism Today.
Adam's favorite. Adam's joke yeah. writing website.
It's Adam's actually getting my push website. Notifications from Plagiarism Today.
You remember Jessica Robin?
Yeah,
she had
I'm
huge
at
tits.
Her right
and,
now. Yeah.
And
she was a redhead.
It was really hard to find her do hardcore. I think she only did one porno. Mm-hmm. It was a threesome. Anyway, instead of Christopher Robin, she's in it, and Winnie the Pooh is me, and I fuck her at the woods or whatever it's called. What's Winnie the Pooh's woods called?
The Thousand Acre Wood. Hundred Acre Wood?
At the Thousand Acre Wood, that's where I'm getting pussy called. From Jessica Robin.
Nick just said it. Yeah. I'll be Eeyore. I'll be Piglet.
You are Piglet.
Bang Bros.
Yeah, Mickey
Battle
Mouse.
Of the Redhead
Mickey Mouse is
goats.
Also in public domain.
Mickey Mouse is public domain?
Yeah, but only the Steamboat Willie version.
Oh, that's a fine. That's a good one.
You know
one.
What, Sav? I'm seeing a lot of hardcore scenes.
No, okay. Here's what happened.
Here's my question. When does
some other woman took her name?
When does Aunt Jemima go into public domain?
There was an original Jessica Robin. I don't know. There's an original Jessica Robin who was hard to find, and then a different redhead stole her name, took advantage of the... of the goodwill she had built up in the big titty community and started doing hardcore. She dyed her hair the same way. Sort of looks like her, but it's not as hot.
Mm.
I'll tell you right now. I'm going to look for her right now. This is a big... I did a lot of bidding off to this woman when I was in middle school.
Bidding off?
Bidding off?
I love bidding off.
That's oh what I God, do. I bid off.
My friend, he come over and we bit off together. But my wife, she come home from grocery store and I had to slap. She must have become slapped.
Yeah, this is not her. She's not as hot as the original Jessica.
You remember that video, Why Do She Slap?
No.
Yeah, of course.
This is a classic.
How can she slap?
How can she slap?
How can she slap?
Let's give everyone at home a minute to look up the How Can She Slap
Just
video.
Play it.
Why don't you just play?
Yeah, this bitch stole. I can't believe she did this, dude.
In your ass.
There was a ray. There's a. I wonder what happens if you search Jessica Robin original.
Hey, this is cool. Check out this Steamboat Willie Lego.
Why don't you go and fuck off then?
Look, it's you off. I didn't get to see it.
How can you slap?
How can
you slap? How can you slap? How can you slap?
That's awesome.
How can you slap that? You bastard, how did you get up? I'll fuck you like that. You fucking bastard. I'll fucking test bastard. How do you get? Mother.
How can she slap?
Just Indian people.
I mean, this original Jessica this new one is pretty good, too.
Who's Jessica Robbins? What the fuck are you talking about?
The new one's
pretty
good.
Maybe
it
is Robbins that I used to jack off to.
No, it's Jessica Robbins.
And it's a Winnie the Pooh character?
No, I want to reboot Winnie the Pooh where I'm Winnie the Pooh. Instead of Christopher Robin, it's Jessica Robin. And she sucks my dick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that sounds like pretty good.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. That's all I needed to hear
sounds
from my
like
friend.
You know, I was thinking about it, and I almost went to draw it, but then I couldn't be bothered to get a pen out.
Yeah.
but like it's like a family crying at one of the wheel wells of a monster truck, and the son's like jumping up trying to reach the door, and the wife is like, "Richard, stop! No, don't!" And there's a husband just sitting in the cab of the monster truck, and there's a hose going from the tailpipe into the window. He's just ignoring them.
That's pretty good. I like
be
that.
Be pretty badass.
Would be badass, dude.
I'm trying to find the original Jessica Rabbit I used to beat off to. This woman stole her whole shit. She swaggerjacked her whole vibe.
That shouldn't be allowed. This really goes against kind of a social construct or contract between the porn performer and the audience.
Should I renew my
Zoo? You feel like you're not being lied to.
My Zoo membership? Probably.
Zoo? Yeah, why not?
I didn't go once this. Well, I went once, I think, this year. You got to. The thing is like if you want to go to the Bronx Zoo, you got to make. And I saw I've said this before. But I really want to drive this point home.
Yeah, please do.
You got to set aside a whole weekend.
Weekend?
Yeah.
I must have not been listening to this the first time.
No, it's like an amusement park, dude. Like any amusement, you know, it's not like you think like Disney World is the one you got to do like a week of, you know?
Yeah.
Because there's like two parks and there's all the shit to do. But really, it's like even if you go to fucking Six Flags, like if you get there when they open, you have time to go to one roller coaster.
Right. I'm not a big I'm not a big theme park guy, I got to be honest.
Well, have you been as an adult?
No.
Then you got to try it. You got to take a bunch of edibles, some Kratom,
listening,
a couple of Blue Chews.
Okay, get your dick hard for it.
Yeah. You know, you got to make sure you got your baby powder all up in your shit so that you're not
Your nuts don't chafe.
Yeah, because there's a lot of walking, a lot of heat.
Oh, yeah, and it's moist.
Yeah, and you're going to be wet. You got to cut the webbing out of your bathing suit and then duct tape.
That's true. Cutting the webbing is huge.
Cutting the webbing and then duct taping your dick to one of your legs so people can't see it.
Yeah.
No, I want them to see my little ass dick.
Oh, you're a dick print guy?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay, I'm going to find the original Jessica.
I'm not. I'm a concealed carry guy.
Yeah, me too. I'm a Tucker. That's what Tucker Carlson, actually, yeah. That's where he got his name from.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. And
you can find out on Tucker Carlson. And we'll see you this weekend if you go to patreon.com/cometown, where you can hear more about Tucker Carlson.
And go to stop me.biz and buy tickets to all my shows.
Yep.